You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
It's good to see you, buddy. How you been?
Stories Podcast.
Opening. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and I feel totally run down. Just why I'm recording this right now instead of going into the radio station and hanging out with Michael Garfield. Oh, God, I'm tired. Well, normally you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all by itself here, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Will Ross of 118migration.com picked the topic of zombies. Wonder why. We got a bunch of stories in about zombies. Welcome, everyone. To find out who goes first, we have to find out who won last week. And that's Eva Moon of evamoon.net. Good music, good stories, and oh, good God, she didn't turn one in this week. So, we're going to go with the rookies. Congratulations, Eva. First up in the rookies is Tom Merkel. He's giving it the first whack. So, what's he doing here? Let's find out. Tom?
Hello, I'm Tom Merkel, and this is my first attempt at a drabble. When Whit Ross came up with zombies as the topic, I immediately thought of the mindless, brain-slurping creatures in New Orleans. Then I realized that aside from the brain-devouring and killing couples making out in cars, that they're immoral. Not evil or good, they just do evil things. So I took a different tact and realized that machines are mindless, amoral, and they can really do bad things too. So for my virgin attempt at a drabble, I present for your pleasure Leviathan. The great Leviathan, with her barnacle-encrusted titanium-platinum alloy hull, lurked beneath her prey. For centuries, automated systems kept the great beast functional, her crew long dead. Mindless, soulless, and without remorse, the powerful zombie of the deep targeted the yacht. The yacht shuddered a second as steam and light came from below and tore it asunder. Debris drifted around it as the hulking monster receded back to the deep to recharge. The search continues, but the warm Caribbean waters had claimed another victim. Meanwhile, in the inky depths of the ocean, an ancient terror recharges, repairs, and waits.
Thank you, Tom.
Machines. You know, it's not machines that are evil. It's Martians.
The checks for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they send in for me to link. You send me a link, I'll link it. Also, I'm going to put them in the sidebar as they collect up.
Until we have the most links of any page out there in the universe.
Or not. All right, we've got two more rookies this week, so hurry it up! All right. Enough weird voices. Next up is Mike. And how about we hear Mike's story? Now, I want to apologize to Mike. He tried to send something in last week, and it didn't quite get to me, and I don't know what the hell happened. But, so he gets the rookie shot again, and I'll try to get his story up. So guys, it's been a weird week. Real weird week. Not even at the radio show. So, here we go with Mike's... He didn't record it, so let's give this a shot. I was really starting to hate autumn. The reddish leaves were pretty, but since I usually saw them only at night, I preferred them brown. It made it less difficult to move unseen through the woods. Now, the problem was this. Autumn always saw a major increase in the number of zombies, almost like some bizarre perversion of spring. I almost have to double the number of traps, which cuts into my sleeping time. Unfortunately, you can't cut into the reproduction cycle by just eating them. Some of my fellow werewolves had tried, and no good had come of it. Well, thank you, Mike. That was a fun one. Alrighty. Moving on. One more rookie. This one's by Joel. He's at, where is he? He's at some Mets site. You know, Go Mets, something like that. I'll put the link in the show notes. So, here we go. And, this is Joel's story. Slow, shiftless, lifeless meat sacks roaming aimlessly without a purpose. One is young, thin, and never stops smiling. The other is old, brittle, and cannot move without pain. The third is flawless, even in his current state, the envy of the others. The fourth, once a big hero in Houston, is now a lifeless corpse floating in the Hudson. The fifth, a man once so strong he could move mountains, is tired at the thought of merely eating brains. You look at these men, defeated, dead, and without a purpose, and you must ask yourself, what happened to the Mets offense? Thank you, Joel. I needed that. Yeah, pardon me, but fuck Carlos Beltran. What can you say? Oh, well. All right, well, that's it for the rookies this week. We're going to move on to the veterans, the folks that just keep coming back for more and more punishment. In record time, this one was sent in record time. It was Hotspur O'Toole, totally surprised. It was like 10 minutes after I posted the topic. Boom. Story was up. And I got a little scared. Got a little frightened. And then got a little excited. So, sure enough, Hotspur didn't record. Is anybody recording in all this week? Are these things on? Okay. Y'all are probably hitting stop by now. That's okay. I'll give you time to catch up later. Here's a Hotspur O'Toole. Hi, Bernie on the Skids is his site. Link's going to be in the show notes. Making me do all work. Here we go. Phosphorus, the old man said. Their bodies generate phosphorus when they finally collapse from hunger. I don't care. They've always resembled giant glowing mushrooms at night. Cleanup duty isn't too awful once you get past the stench. Kind of peaceful. I just keep my bandana tied tighter under my nose and wear my steel-toed boots in case of wrigglers and intact jaws. Tonight was a surprise. Old Miss Geringus, the den mother? I remembered. She had turned in the middle of a pack meeting. Ain't that a kick in the head, I mused, reaching for my axe handle. yeah. Thank you, Hotspur. All right. Whoa, we actually have somebody who recorded something. Whoa, is there something wrong? Next up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Night Guy Electronica, Night Guy the Movie, Night Guy the Serial. You can check out his stuff at GuyDavid.com. Also, he does the music for the beginning and the ending of this podcast. Also, the music for this lovely piece right here.
Well, what do you know? Another week, another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and let's listen to my story, and then we'll listen to some Jonathan Colton taken off the Podsafe Music Network, just because I love his music. I was just about to wrap things up at the office when Barney went by me running and chased by a zombie. Now it's not every day you see your coworker being chased by a zombie around the office, so this aroused my curiosity. Now, where did this zombie come from? Who bit who? Was this zombie bitten by his girlfriend in the middle of some steamy sex? Ooh, think what a damper this could put on his sex life. Maybe he was bitten by a salesman. Now, this would definitely kill his insurance deal. That's what I call sloppy salesmanship.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brain.
Thank you, guy. That story, that song. If you're familiar with the 61 at the61.com and then go to / is full of crap, look what song is at the top of my profile. If you want to hear the rest of that, you can play it from there. Oh, man. It's good to see you, buddy. How you been? And the funny part is that little intro, the one-liner that I always throw in after the SLPN thing, that was what I was thinking of when I did that. All right, enough madness. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. Steven the Nuclear Man! Just love saying it. Steven the Nuclear Man. We should have a topic, Steven the Nuclear Man. We could do a whole storytelling series on him. In fact, forget about Abraham Lincoln. Next week, the start of Steven the Nuclear Man. And what is his origin? Why, it's right here.
Zombies by Steve the Nuclear Man. Read by his wife, Aubrey.
Hush. Do not say another word. You stand out. You are not dressed like them. No suit, no power tie, no flag pin. They swarm downtown during the day. Nighttime is safer. They shelter in their homes. I can pass among them. I can rattle off last week's scores and the contestants on the reality TV shows. You have to talk in sound bites, not analysis. Are you stupid? They will eat your brain if they notice you. Damn, my coworkers, follow my lead. Bobby! Yeah, shame about last night. We were just talking about who got voted off, right? Right?
Background sounds provided by the Free Sound Project.
Thanks, guys. You can check out more from Steven the Nuclear Man and his nuclear papers. The link's in the show notes. I think it's papers.ods.org. But check that out. In case you're in the mood, you know, a little light reading. All right, next up is Caleb Bully! I love how he does that at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And also the Black Tie Martini Club players. Wait, hold on. Let's try it out here. Groups.google.com, right? Found a group. And then we look up Black Tie Martini Club players, and we see April, Dimension X. All right, let's check out Dimension X. There's a... yeah, the script is up there. Oh, I'm listed as Charlie. Oops. I guess I need to record. There are some parts on here. Hank, voice, tech, operator 2, Ames. There are a lot of parts available for this one. So get your... check it out. Check the script out. The link is up there. And check it out. But while you're pondering that, I think you ought to listen to this story right now.
Hi, this is Caleb Bullen from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com with a 100-word story just for you about zombies.
In 80, zombies don't eat your brain like in the movies. In 80, the zombies are real. In the old time, they used to work as servants or maybe in the plantation. Now, most zombies sit in the cubicle writing spam or tech support. I got one zombie, he do me taxes. Another design me website, voodoowarrior.com. Course, we keep our zombies docile by filling them with drugs and mind numbing messages so they work and work without trying to improve the situation. How you keep your zombies working? Budweiser? McDonald's? Lindsay Lohan's news? Ha 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 ha. Just like 80.
Thank you, Caleb. Wait, are you saying that Lindsay Lohan is not news? You can check out more from Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub.com, as well as the Black Tie Martini Club players. Gee, I might have mentioned that before. Next up is Terry T. from the Quiet Time podcast. He collects up, you know, cool music and puts them all together, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's about 20, 30 minutes of good tunes. What I do is just to let you know, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as I'm coming home from work, there's, at one point, I know it's about 30 minutes out, and that's when I fire it up. And as I'm getting home, walking in the door, wrapping it up. So here's Terry's next episode in the Adventures of the Stranded.
Hi-de-o, neighbors. This is Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast with another 100-word story for the weekly challenge. Number 104, Zombies. It's called Stranded, Part 11.
Bizrock and his wife walked along the tunnel with the satisfaction of full stomachs for the first time in many months. Like every worship day, they had joined their neighbors, marching like zombies silently down the tunnel toward the worship hall. They continued to march, getting closer to the worship hall, becoming increasingly aware that something was different today. Maybe different wasn't the correct word. They were in for something special. Special and profound, from the sounds of the choir. Bizrod wondered if it pertained to the earthling, as he and his wife had found so sweet and delicious.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank you, Terry. You can check out more from Terry at QuietTimePodcast.com. Next up, the lovely and talented Daphne Abernathy of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, Stylecast, and she has her own weblog out there, all sorts of stuff. So, with no further ado, Daphne.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, which can be found at daphneandtamara.com, and Second Style Stylecast, which can be found at stylecast.secondstyle.com. And this is my submission for the 100-word weekly story, number 104, the topic zombies, picked by my friend Will Ross. And Will promises me that he knows his total arc for the 118 migration, so that this is no way an attempt for us to supply him with thoughts and ideas on the topic of zombies. I'm hoping he's right. We'll know. Anyway, I apologize. I have a little bit of a cold, and I have a cat on my lap, so who knows how this is going to work. Say hi, Bax. Okay, Baxter's shy. He won't say hi. All right, here goes. I went to the surface today. We needed supplies. It was night, and I stayed in the shadows, but I watched out for the zombies. They aren't really zombies, not the walking undead, but more like humans who, after it happened, well, they kinda died inside. If you looked at their eyes, there's nothing there. Just a vacant stare. But never look at them. If you see one, hide. Find a dark corner, alley, open manhole, someplace dark, and stay there, being very quiet and very still. Be very careful. You don't want to get caught.
Thank you, Daphne. And thank you, Baxter. Yay, kitty cat in the lap. I think that every story should get bonus points whenever there's a cat in somebody's lap, as opposed to an idiot cat that keeps wandering around in and out of the room. Nardo's been by the front door, so he's, I don't know what the deal is with him. Weird little, he'll be here eventually. Messing things up. Always does. Alright, you can check out more from Daphne at daphneandtamara.com and stylecast.secondstyle.com. Next up is the crazy and wacky Planet X-Ray, nemesis of Planet Z. You can find Planet X-Ray's daily stories, 3 minutes or less, at planetxraypodcast.com and right now.
Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to another 100-word stories podcast, weekly challenge, and Planet X-Ray's entry. I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I did writing it. If it sounds a little mushy, well, all I can say is that I'm old, so live with it. I love you. I lie awake at night thinking of the love I have lost because of what I didn't say. My first love came early in life. Pamela, and at a time when we could be carefree with the whole world out there. We would spend afternoons on those cold winter days next to the fireplace listening to our LPs. We'd have them all stacked up on the stereo spindle, ready to go. The Beatles, Turtles, and our favorites, the Zombies. The rhythm of our love keeping beat to the zombies' music. Now all lost, because I didn't say, I love you.
Yes, I do. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do, but the words won't come. And I don't know what to say. If I can find the words in my mind, the words could explain.
Aww, so sad. Thank you, Planet X. You can check out more from Planet X at planetxpodcast.com. Next up is the champion of all time when it comes to victories and weekly challenges, Ellison of Blogged Ellison. He has returned with this marvelous tale. You can check out more from him at ellison1.blogspot.com. And here is his epic tale.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge 104 at the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is zombies, and my story is entitled The Undead. When he first awakened in the grotto's gloom, a spasm of pain in his side jolted him to his feet. That was when he realized how desperately hungry he was. Where was he, anyway? All he could remember was being lifted high, being stabbed in the side, the taunting voices. His hands and ankles ached. In his mouth was a lingering taste of vinegar. Standing up, he could barely see the rock blocking the exit. Ignoring the agony in his feet, he pushed it aside. Out in the desert sun, all he could think was, I'm famished. Brains, he moaned. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
We're going to get letters. Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. Oh, man. That one's going to go under the Oh Jesus category. All right, next up is, I'm going to say her name right, not even going to make a joke about it, Anima Zabaleta. Ha! Man, am I good. Anima has gone over this one over and over with a fine-tooth comb. I've got like 10,000 files from her, but this is the last one. And let's see what she's come up with after toiling over a hot, boiling laptop.
Hello all. Anima here with my submission for the weekly challenge. Story is titled, There is a Cure. Enjoy. Zoe has slipped from the realm of the living. Once, she was a vibrant, caring woman who volunteered at the shelter. Now, she only worries whether she can get a manicure on Tuesday. Maripovich is her bokar. Hooked on hard copy and a current affair, Zoe has lost her consciousness. She's a psychological zombie. But I can't let her go. I know I can help. Given a strong enough emotional connection to the mortal world, zombies can break the trance. Kidnapping Zoe's parents wasn't enough. This time, I'll take drastic measures against her lapdog. Eventually, I'll succeed.
And that, my friends, is how heroes are made. Thank you, Anima. Yay! I love happy endings. Not. Next up is Tom from Footnote, the Missing in Action podcast. If you have a hankering for eight things, go back into the archives. Guy David went back to the archives, and he's been going through every one of them, weeping, missing the wonderfulness of footnote.libsyn.com. Come back, Tom. Please, come back. Come back. Is this all we have to know you by?
Hello, Night People. This is Tom, and I've got a story for you. It's called Timely. Vapors squeezed from the steamer trunk gathered around Quartermain's mustache. Cervantes noted Alan looked older, as if something was finally wearing him down. What happened here? Asked Ernesto.
You, dear Cervantes, your little journey through time has had dire effects. When you bleed time, the body corporeal loses blood to the brain. So many of our best and brightest have come. So many time zombies.
Zombies? That's why life is in the sewers.
Yes, it's something about the higher levels of moisture. It's a bloody miracle the Nightingale got you to the hub. The easy bake is our only hope.
Thank you, Tom. I'm just getting all these themes all mishmashed in a big old blender. And check out more from Tom in his heyday, his golden age of podcasting, at footnote.libsyn.com. Next up is Hedgie Till. Now, she doesn't have a podcast or a weblog, but she has spunk and spirit. And she's come back. And I'd just like to say, for all of us, we love you, Hedgie. And here, giving us all the more reason to love her, is Hedgie Till's story about zombies.
Hey everyone, this is Hedgie Till. I'm here with my submission for the 104th weekly challenge about zombies. This week's story was inspired by Jonathan Colton's great song regarding your brains, and I hope everyone enjoys. Ever since I became a zombie, people have been saying to me, Bob, you're acting really weird. Sure, I enjoy the taste of brains now and then. And yeah, I'm technically dead, but really, I'm just a monster. Honestly, though, I'm still just a regular guy. My friends and I just saw a movie at the mall. We're all getting a little hungry, though. Hey, there's Tom. We used to work together. I think I'll go over and say hello. Maybe see if he would like to join us for a bite to eat.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the door. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Yay, more Colton. You know, I've got that on the top of my 61 page. Thank you, Hedgie. Yay. Yeah, I've always wanted to know what its life is like from the zombies' perspective. Okay, everyone, JD forgot to attach his story, then I had to go back and edit this and stick this story that he sent in. So, could you just make sure that I get the stories? I guess I need to just start checking and making sure the files all during the week. Oh, well, I guess that's why I had to do this.
Hello, Lawrence. This is Jerry D. again, and it's a wonderful Friday afternoon here in Oklahoma. I'm early again. Usually I'm running about midnight, but the sun is still out and I have finished my story for the 100 Word Story podcast on podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. So, as always, keeping it brief, here's my story. Of a morning, one of them comes into my room and hands me the clozapine in a small paper cup. At noon, they call me to lunch, where they hand me the risperidone, also in a small paper cup. In the evening, when the darkness returns, they give me a new paper cup with new pills inside. They will not tell me what the red and blue pills are. Sometimes, they don't catch me when I hide the pills under my tongue. Later, in the early hours of morning, I cry. Zombies can't cry, or laugh, or smile, or feel.
Thank you, JD. And thank you, Nardo, for finally showing up and interrupting me. God. Yeah, you're gonna get some friends soon. Gina's up in Tomball this weekend, checking out some kitty cats. Yeah, little kittens that were just recently born. And in a month or so, maybe two, Nardo might get a trial run with some, little scrappers. Yeah, you're not gonna be lonely anymore during the day. Yeah, you're going to have some kittens to chase. Hopefully they'll gang up on them.
Bastard.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to hit you. Next up is... Welcome back, Liana! Liana. Liana. I've had all this time to practice, and I get it wrong. Liana, from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Liana, we've been zombies without you.
Hey everyone, Liana here from Hodgepodge Point, which has been lately. Yeah, I've let my podcast go to hell and haven't recovered yet. I'm just thrilled to have finally written something, even if it's just 100 words. And speaking of that, here is me sneaking back into the challenges with 104 zombies. My story is titled, The Other White Meat. Civilization was wrong. The zombies aren't mindless. They just had a change in taste, and I agree with them. A good chef doesn't pass up any unusual or exotic ingredients for their dishes. When the world was handed to the zombies, I was ready to serve them with heavenly meals. My restaurant's perfect with a basement kitchen and a closed-in steel serving area. Getting past the diners for groceries and fresh meat is the hardest part. That's why I always welcome survivors to my sanctuary. Never keep your customers waiting for long by keeping a good stock of food.
You traitor against the human race.
Good. Thank you, Liana. Liana. Got it wrong again. You can check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com
when she bothers to make another episode.
Now, you and Tom ought to collaborate on not doing podcasts.
Yes, it would be hodgepodgefootpoint.com. Cobb, Libsyn, something. I don't know, guys. Please.
I feel like a zombie at this point. All right. Now you know why I skipped the radio show today. Next up is Terrence of Never Was. Terrence is bringing Raul back to the fray. Wonder what Raul's going to come up with. We'll see. We'll hear. We'll smell it right now.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry for this week's 100-word challenge, Zombies. Raoul watched the zombies crested the hill in the distance, headed in his direction. At first, the group was small, but more continued to pour over the hill. Now, off to his right, a hand reached up, and then soon a human figure dragged itself from the ground. The zombie looked at Raoul, its jaw hanging from a few strands of flesh, its right hand nothing more than bone and a large hole in its chest through which you could see its slowly beating heart and the small wither hunch. The good book never described resurrection of the dead like this.
Bye.
Thank you, Terrence. You can check out more from Terrence at mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. The link is up in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with the links to all the wonderful people that have sent in links for you to stalk. You can stalk them, because everybody posts up a Facebook profile and a Twitter profile, and then you can watch that, and you go, oh, I'm eating a sandwich. Oh, I just lost a finger. Oh, isn't it beautiful out? Oh, I'm going to sleep. Break into my home. Okay, maybe that's not what you use Twitter for. Ugh. All right, next up is Sergeant Harup of SL Adventures of a Southern. I said Southern? Southern. Southern gentleman. Now, he was having recording issues, so what is this, 6, 7 stories I've read today? It's like Roy Oswalt and home runs. Okay. Let's see if I can get this one right. As he waited, the sweat trickled down his back. The humidity of this tropical paradise closed in around him like a soggy blanket. In the darkness, a cacophony of noise burst forth from the jungle. But that would all change when they came. The living did not take kindly to the creatures he was waiting for. The cessation of noise would be his first sign that the zombies had risen from their earthen abodes and were on the hunt. Their task for the night? To kill him. But he was ready for them. Tonight, the hunted would become the hunter. Thank you, Sojin,
for making me read that. All of you people making me read. Why can't you just get microphones, you podcasters, for crying out loud?
I mean, for crying out loud, if T-Bird, T-Man, Tori from Idiot Box Radio can freaking record,
you can too.
Or are you too busy
shouting the fruit?
Nah, it's okay. Gives me something to do on a Saturday morning besides, say, going to a radio show. Which reminds me, I need to get this done so I can be on the web and, you know,
hey, little girl, how you doing? Hi, yeah, here's my webcam. Oh, I'm listening in.
I need a nap. All right. Last up, the 19th story of the day. Planet Z. Here we go.
Zombie jamboree took place in a New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree took place in a New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island.
We're in here. Zombies are out there. I'd like to keep it that way. Not Duffy. Every night, he sees his wife on the monitors.
You've gotta let me save her, he says.
No. Even if he finds her, there's no cure.
I don't care, he says. I made a vow. I'm going out there.
There's a difference between in sickness and in health, and till death do us part. Guilt drives people like Duffy mad. You see, those cameras were disconnected weeks ago. Which is a good thing, because I didn't have to see Duffy swarmed, taken down, screaming.
Just for your enlightenment, that track was Zombie Jamboree by the a cappella group Lager Rhythms. They're based out of Houston. A lot of Rice grads. Cool stuff. Check them out. And there you have it. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 104, about zombies. The topic was by Will Ross, who apparently was so frightened by zombies. He writes this long 118migration.com thing, and he, you know, another 100 words. Can he squeeze those out? No. Will. Dude. Oh, well. It's not like Phil Rossi gave it a shot. Wimp. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. The voting? Well, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners, well, they go first and then pick topics. I've got like two things, that envelopes or refrigerator magnets. Last two. Write me a note. Give me your address. I mean, I'm already stalking you through Twitter. Give up. All right? You have no privacy. In fact, I'm looking at a webcam image right now. Okay, you need to lose a few pounds. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe to iTunes, Podcast Ready, all sorts of stuff. And the links to every single person who has ever written a story, they're on the sidebar. That's going to drive your traffic up by fives. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com.
Isn't that great?
There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit, okay? Thank you once again for listening. 19 stories. Maybe we're going to break through and become huge. Norm Sherman, we're coming for... Oh, wait. Norm just sent me an email. Oh, no, that's not it. DVD collection. Hold on. DVD collections. New trends in seniors housing. Ooh, this is exciting. Wait, the DVD set also includes the Dutch Apartment for Life operated under the auspices of Dr. Hans Becker, in which dementia is dealt with within the high-rise apartment community. Dementia? Apartment community? Not here. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. Bah. Closing.